All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going live.
Live-er?
Just do the intro.
Oh, am I doing the intro? I thought this was I Want to Believe.
Oh, I thought this was Nerd Up.
I Want to Believe.
Well, there's your intro.
I Want to Believe it's Nerd Up.
Yeah. I'm just going to put this whole thing in there, so.
We're going to talk about ghosts and video games.
So let's just keep talking. So who's hosting?
So we're going to talk about how to play Video Ouija, right?
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Video Ouija.
What's that?
I'm your host and co-owner of Puzzle in 1985, Jesse Kimball.
Hey. Oh, and I'm the co-host of the show and also co-owner of Podzilla 1985. My name is Shannon Young.
There we go.
Awkward show ever.
It's fine. That's what happens when you blend. No, that's actually not even close to the most awkward episode ever.
We used to have Zach Price on the show.
I can think of three off the top of my head.
Yeah.
50th episode.
Ooh. Anyway.
So, from my panel tonight, I've got the five-star man, Asa Gray.
I don't want to do separate panels. So that's what we're going to do. Jesse and I are doing Nerd Up for the first 30 minutes. You guys sit in silence. And then the last 30 minutes, Jesse and I will shut up. And then it'll be I Want to Believe.
That ain't going to happen.
From my panel tonight, we have the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Oh, hi.
Double H here with us tonight.
Not my name.
I'm sorry. Spiders George.
Thank you.
And the wild card from both shows, Lindsay Wolfgang.
The one from both shows. Not that I've been on Nerd Up in like forever.
That's because no one's been on Nerd Up in forever.
That's true. Nobody's been on Nerd Up or I Want to Believe in more than a month.
We haven't done and I Want to Believe since Scott Walter dropped the most insane show we've ever done.
He blew our look at Tanner desperately trying to finish his drink so he can interrupt you.
Absolutely batshit crazy, Scott Walter, and we love him. We love you, Scott. Got to get him back again.
I have a book that I could look at.
Has anybody talked to him recently? Because I am. He has been abducted. To say.
I can get him back on here.
Well, you will?
Are you sure?
We
can
must.
You get him tonight? Like, what's he doing right now?
He's probably drunk right now.
Hell yeah.
That's even better. No, that's what
that
we
ever stop this.
Scotty boy?
No.
That's when we do our best work, when we're drunk. I've got some new wine up there I need to go grab, but I did not. Jesse, what do we got on top tonight?
Oh, mostly like Ace and I were going to, because Nerd Up has kind of gone to a more a free form thing since there's so like little news inside of a 2-week situation. So tonight we were definitely going to talk about Shang-Chi.
Because we're talking, we're like, oh, so it, because I told Jesse, you know what? I feel bad because literally I have not done, seen, or played anything new since the last time we did Nerd Up. I'm still only playing Red Dead, Fortnite, and Death's Door. That's it. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I was wanting to talk about Shang-Chi. I was like, oh, well, I guess I should probably see that because I still
haven't seen it yet either.
So I went to watch the movie tonight. Because I was like, oh, okay, that'll be the one thing, like, besides What If. Because I don't really feel like talking about What If.
Hunter.
I'm not caught up in that either.
Hunter, what if we ordered fast food and disguised it as our own cooking?
Delightfully devilish, Seymour.
Well, so, yeah, I want to talk about Shang-Chi because, holy shit, I enjoyed that movie. We only kind of got to talk about it. It was one of the After Dark episodes. Shelby and I said like it's good, and then we moved past it.
Yeah, because none of us haven't seen it.
I think since then, you know, Hunter's seen it. Tanner, you have not seen it, Tanner.
I have not seen it. Lindsay has not seen it. None of us have.
Tanner has still not answered.
House ready game.
I think Tanner's
seen that he's
Tanner muted himself, so now we can't.
He doesn't
want to
hear what happens.
Yeah.
I see what happened.
This seems like the opportune time to talk about how bad he is at Red Dead.
He likes to pick fights with me. I don't know why he likes to pick fights with me
and it never goes well.
I don't want.
Ever.
I don't want to. pick fights with Tanner, and like I always feel so bad.
He's because back.
We end up shooting
that
each other.
Won't be an issue anymore.
Oh no! Why? What happened?
Red Dead is no longer on my system.
Iron Fist is not better than Shang-Chi. Ooh, Austin, dear Lord,
Austin.
What is wrong? That's my main complaint with Shang-Chi. Hey. Is it made me wish Iron Fist was good? Because dear Lord, this should have been my fucking Iron Fist movie.
Austin,
oh,
just
it really easily could have been too.
He lied like, so hard it killed the internet briefly.
I mean, good. It does, you can't just go onto Al Gore's internet and say ignorant stuff like that. Dear
the
Lord.
The tubes must remain clean.
I also did not watch Iron Fist, yeah. So I'm really bad at this show.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I mean, like, it's bad. Season one of Iron Fist was awful. Season two of Iron Fist was palatable.
I just remember Asa complaining about it not being good, so I didn't bother watching it.
Heartbreaking.
I have never seen any of it. I literally the only thing I saw of Danny Rand like on Netflix and all that was the Defenders.
That was honestly the best he ever was.
So forgettable.
Yeah,
forgettable.
It turns out, like, so there's a character in Shang-Chi who, like, went out and learned how to, like, do martial arts for the role. And it's like, oh, so that's what a fight scene will look like if you bother to learn how to fight. Like, it wasn't just, like, 50 intriguing. Cuts. It wasn't, like, shot like a WWE match.
And they wanted to make it, like, in addition to the actor not really knowing martial arts, they wanted to make the martial arts kind of realistic in Iron Fist. Which was a huge mistake for season one because, like, realistic, you know, martial arts fights are not entertaining. Like, they're just not. So you, like, especially when you compare it to, you know, Kung Fu, like that over-the-top action stuff. Season two, the fight scenes were way better, but in season one, the only fight scene that was worth anything was with the one with the drunken master. And even that one was just okay. But every fight scene in Shang-Chi was fucking incredible.
We may lose connection for just a second while I change this, and we should pop right back on if we do. I apologize. Keep talking.
That's fine.
Okay. You know, everything that comes up in that movie in terms of a fight scene immediately rockets into, like, at the very least, one of them is top five MCU fights. And that's crazy that there are 20-something movies in, and they still have stuff breaking into that echelon.
I'm not going to get into spoilers, but it's part of why I didn't like the ending. Like, near as much as I would have liked to. And that's really all I can say without...
Like, the Barry ending, or...?
The ending fight. Like, the last fight. And it's just... It reminded me of...
Shadow of Mordor. I know what you're talking about.
It reminded me of Shadow of Mordor. Where it's like, okay, cool, you're doing this for, like, however many hours. And then the final fight's a quick time event.
Oh,
and it's just like, this isn't what it felt like you were building up to here.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't really hurt the movie, but it's not.
No.
By the time you get to that point, you're like, man, I really wish they'd done this instead.
If they would have done this, yeah. But it was like it was good. I really liked it. I still need to see. I'll see Black Widow on October 6th when it's free on Disney Plus.
Same. You know, this is how much I didn't want to watch Black Widow. Jesse actually like rented it, and Jesse and Shelby and Lindsay
and
watched
stayed
it.
Stayed in the other room.
I stayed in the other room playing Red Dead. Yeah.
yeah, because I did the early, you know, viewing on Disney Plus because like, man, I just want to see this movie. And I was like, you know, if me and Shelby are gonna go, like it would be like it's the same price to watch it at home that it would be to go to the movie theater. But that was one of my big critiques of it. Like it's one of those movies where I think that it needed like I needed to have seen it in theaters. Mm-hmm. To,
like
you
needed
properly
that big screen
it.
Experience.
We saw it in the theater, and I don't know that it added that much. If I'm being honest with you, it wasn't bad. I never disliked Black Widow.
It was an entertaining film, but it wasn't anything standout.
Jesse, next time you see a movie at home that you think like you need to see at the theater, what I'll do is I will come over. I will make you a bowl of popcorn. You will give me $25. And then I will sit. I will sit at the other end of the room with you,
uncomfortably
and just
close.
Like, and just be like, "Oh, Dad. So did you hear what Sarah said? Like, I don't. Oh, okay. And I'll get on my phone and like shine it in your eyes, and then you'll have that movie experience because your entertainment setup is just is going to be just as good.
Yeah.
But if that's the experience you're looking for, then you know I'll deliver that.
quick point, you do plan to spill soda just all over the floor so that it's extremely sticky, right?
Oh, before they come in, yeah, obviously.
And okay, yeah. That's critical to the experience.
I vow to do what someone did to me, and my favorite movie experience of all time, when I went to go see The Grudge by myself, and as I'm sitting there watching the film, some guy walks in and just looks around and yells as loud as possible, "Damn, this motherfucker's thick!"
I told you it was Black Widow, actually, that we saw where about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes into the movie, Sarah and I always sit on the back row if we can help it, you know, back row corner, get completely out of people's way. Like four or five rows up, I don't know, about halfway down the you know, tiered seating or whatever, this woman, I don't know, 50, 60, whatever, somewhere in there, she gets up, turns around, walks directly up to us, stomps right in front of us. Like, right in front of the screen, and kind of laughs and goes, "I must have got turned around. How do you get out of here?" She was asking me, dead seriously. And the only thing I could do was deadpan, turn around and go back where you came from. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, all right, thanks."
You put that in the group chat.
I looked at Sarah like Krusty, like, what the hell was that?
You put that in the group chat, and it legitimately ruined my day. Like, I got so mad. On your behalf, like, oh my god, I would have swung.
And there was a woman behind us, or not behind us, beside us, who, like, she had, like, a kid, and she kept talking, the kid kept asking her what was going on. I'm like, this was not the movie for your kid.
Oh my god.
It was. Now, Shang-Chi was phenomenal. We had a great experience with that. We went the week after. It was last Saturday, so it was the week after it came out. The theater was mostly empty because the SEMA District Fair was going on. There were a handful of people here and there, but no big deal. And it was early in the day, so we got out and we still had time to do stuff. That was awesome. And the movie generally was just better. But yeah, no, we saw Black Widow in the theater, and, like, granted, yes, the theater experience that time did not help just because of the people. But I don't know, man. I think it's going to end up going down as one of the lower-tier movies.
Mandy absolutely loved it.
Just as a follow-up to my earlier story, later during the film, after speaking loudly for a majority of it, someone, a nice old lady behind him, said, "Could you please be quiet?" And I swear to God, without missing a beat, he yelled out, "Suck my dick, bitch!" And let me just point out, he was never removed.
No. Of course. Quick reminder, where did you see that film? Where was that?
That was at Warenberg.
That sounds about right. That tracks.
So, like, I have never had... The only time I've had bad theater experiences isn't because of the people I'm seeing the movie with. Like, I have... And maybe I'm jinxing myself here, but I have never had, like, people ruin my movie theater experience. It's been, like... I've gone to... sometimes at Warenberg, like, for whatever reason, the volume is just up too high. And, like,
and you have, like, a headache by the time you're done.
It's like I've gone to a concert and I'm standing next to the speaker and it's so loud that, like, even the sound is distorted. Mm-hmm. It gets
there's
so
like a
loud.
Scratchy. It almost sounds like there's a whisper happening.
Right. I feel like since Marcus took it over, that hasn't been the case. But yeah, Warenberg was real bad about that.
Like, I have not had that problem since Warenberg or since Marcus, like, with the whole new setup and everything. But Warenberg, that happened, like, every once in a while. But honestly, that's the only bad experiences that I've had in Warenberg. Like, Carasotas, I mean, like, that one, like, I've only had bad experiences with because, like, the theater, like, the seats were so small and, like, next to each other. And, you know, whenever you went to see, like, a really crowded movie, like, if you weren't sitting in between friends, you were arm in arm with some random motherfucker. And that was an
theater
ideal.
We went and saw Doom and, like, the real burnt.
Yes, it did.
Jesse, you want to talk about bad theaters? Let's talk about the old Malco.
Oh, God! The old Malco Trio!
The new one is so nice, but the old one in Sykeston, the old Malco Trio that was right in the center of town, the oldest, nastiest, just they never fixed anything there. Shannon, they called it the Malco Trio because there were how many screens, Jesse?
Two.
That's right. There were only two that ever worked.
What?
There were only two screens that ever worked. When that theater opened, there were three screens. On day three, they shut down the third one and never opened again.
So the Malco trio never had three screens.
The Malco duo.
They didn't want to change that. They didn't want to put the money into it to change the name again. So
the sign was so big, like it was. Yeah, it was everywhere. But yeah, they never fixed the third fucking screen. Which, like, I always wanted to go in there to see what the seats were like in that theater, because the seats for the entire it's so haunted. Yeah, right. Because the seats for the entire, like, they never even, like, tried to fucking clean them in, like, the 15 years that I went to that movie theater. And, like, you'd sit on it, and it would shoot, like, old popcorn dust out of it. Like, it was...
really quick, since this...
I distinctly remember... Go ahead.
Oh, well, since this is the I Want to Believe Nerd Up Hybrid, Tanner, we have a message in the chat. You want to read that?
Yeah, so Samantha asked if we had seen the Ghost Hunters at a walkthrough of the old Trio Theater. Yes, I was supposed to be there with them that night. That is Scott Poole and the American Ghost Project did a walkthrough of it.
Did they find anything, though?
He got a lot of evidence that night. He's supposed to have me come over and sit down and listen to some of it, because we're going to try to go back.
All right, my question is, though, how do you have a haunted theater when no one's ever been in the theater?
That's why they shut it down the first night. There were people there, and then after that, I'm assuming everyone that was there.
How many people died in that theater, Tanner? In one moment,
it had to have been like what the fuck was that movie where, like, at the very beginning of the movie, the line goes
Ghost Ship,
Ghost Ship. That's it. Yeah, they had to have a Ghost Ship situation in that theater, and they just never opened this shit back up.
Everyone died in that theater, and they just covered it up. In Sykeson, it's easy to hide news.
Now the new Malco Theater is...
I haven't been inside it, but I've driven past it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't been there, but I've seen pictures from the inside when they did all the new stuff.
All the most recent Marvel movies I've seen there, starting with... I think Captain Marvel was the last movie I've seen there, and it's nice. It's not Marcus nice, but it's nice.
When you go and listen to the evidence that they recorded, it's just going to be audio from the movies that never got broadcast to that third
the
theater,
ghost
that
of
third
the
screen.
Yeah,
you're just gonna be like, why am I hearing you, me, and Dupree? Like, what the?
My favorite thing about that movie theater, though, like it did have one thing going for it, and that was, even when Werenberg was upwards of $11 a ticket, it was still only $4 a ticket at the Malco Trio.
Mm-hmm. If you could bring yourself to go down there, it was
right. Yeah, it was not worth the drive. But
hey, y'all remember when Werenberg got bed bugs?
I do.
Yeah. No. They were remodeling. That's why they threw away all the old seats and all of that. There was a time. That's all. My favorite Werenberg story is when I went and saw the Power Rangers reboot, and the showtime was at like noon, we'll say, and like so noon, nothing, 12:05, nothing. 12:10, nothing. And not just nothing. No commercials, nothing. The screen is just blank. The lights are up. Nothing. So at 20 after, I go to find someone. I was like, hey, so, you know, this movie was supposed to start at noon, and literally nothing has played yet. No previews, no ads, nothing. And the lady looks at me and is like, no, 12 is the start time. That's when the ads will start. And I was like,
I'm telling you, nothing is running.
I'm telling you now, like, nothing. Like, no, it's going to start. This is just how it goes. And I think I even sent the group chat a message of just like, so if the movie time is 12, that's what time like the previews start, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So I get back to my seat, maybe like 2-3 minutes later, it's like a Ford commercial cuts in half and then it goes right into the previews. It's like, why would you lie? Like, I understand. Like, I wasn't mad. I wasn't rude. I was just like, hey, you know, this movie.
You know, your machine's messed up.
As soon as you left, she sprinted back to the thing.
Movie's not playing.
She was the bitch that needed to go in and hit play real quick.
She's like, oh, no, yeah, he bought it. He bought it. No. The ads will start at noon. That's the.
Bob and I went to go see. Tanner, really quick, and then I'm going to jump to you. Bob and I went to go see Hellboy in theaters, and we got there just a little bit late. And like 5-10 minutes late, but we're like, whatever, we missed the previews, we probably missed a couple minutes of the movie, it's fine. So they send us into our theater, they tell us which one to go into, we sit down, and the movie's playing. And about 20 minutes later, the movie ends. They send us to the wrong theater. So we saw the ending of Hellboy, and like 20 minutes I'm watching, I'm like, this is a strange place for opening credits. And like... Anyway, Tanner.
We went... go ahead.
Oh... I can understand Asa being frustrated or annoyed or worried about that, because I was told during one of the screenings of Harry Potter, and I can't remember which one, maybe in like Order of the Phoenix or something, we're there to watch it. We're like 20 minutes into the movie, and then all of a sudden the entire screen just goes black. It stays like that for about 30 minutes. So they come in, say they're working on it, they're trying to fix it, whatever. They finally get it fixed, and it's as if the movie hadn't stopped. We're 30 minutes further in the movie. We have no idea what's happened. And we're like, hey, can we like backtrack? No, that's not how that works. Once it continues, it's just, you have to deal with it. This is how it is.
You gotta keep that schedule.
It's like you just walked out and left.
I paid full price for a movie I'm missing 30 minutes of.
No.
You just had to guess. Oh, that happened to us at Alien Covenant. We went to go see that. And I don't know if you guys have seen Alien Covenant, but the pivotal part where the very first chest burster comes out, the screen fucked up. I'm sorry. Forgot this is Nerd Up. The screen messed up.
Oh, I already said. It's
we actually
I ruined that already.
Okay,
we
cool.
dropped that a while ago. Good, it's good. Fine.
But the screen goes black. And, like, you can hear it, but you can't see it. So you just hear people talking, and you're just like, ah! And then it comes back, and I'm like, no, you can't cut out the first chestburster. And I had to wait for the damn DVD release to watch it.
But you know, for a minute, there was a hot second that you thought, like, this is really artistic. Like, they're getting attacked in the dark. Like, this is crazy. And then for a second, it's like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm probably supposed to be seeing this.
I'm missing something. I'm missing something here, and I don't know why.
Our messed up theater Werenberg experience was we went to see the third X-Men movie. That was the first mistake we made. And then so we're in there, we were running a little late, and so I was like, all right, let's just get in there, you know. So we get in the theater, and I can see, like, they've already brought the lights down, they're clearly past the previews, and I see something with credits. I'm like, all right, you know, find a seat, let's go, because this was pre reserved seats. And we get in and sit down. And there's, like, this really kind of jaunty music. I'm like, well, that can't be right. That's what is happening? And there's, like, this RV driving through, like, the woods and stuff. And then the next thing you know, this sock puppet comes up over the edge of a bed. And I remember both of us going, which mutant is that?
Puppet-o.
It turns out it was the Robin Williams film RV that was playing in the wrong theater.
My mom.
A couple seconds
thought,
later, it cuts out, and they restart the whole thing. you can almost just hear the guy from up top, like, "My bad."
Should have just watched RV; it'd have been better off.
Oh, yeah, by the end of it, I was no, can we go back? Start it over. And they told me, no, once it starts, it just keeps going. You can't start it.
My mom genuinely thought they were playing the wrong movie when we went and saw Home Alone 3 in the theaters. Because I don't know if you've ever seen Home Alone 3.
They played that in the theaters? I thought that was a direct-to-video thing.
That was 4.
Nope, I can. Was it 4?
That was 4 that went direct-to-DVD.
4 went to
okay.
I mean, I tapped out at 2, so...
As you should.
Oh, not a bad decision. But 3, legitimate... Like, so you're going in... You know what a Home Alone movie looks like in your head. The third one opens with, like, spy thriller nonsense. Because it's not just... It's not the Wet Bandits in 3. It's this, like... high class spy people trying to break into this house. It's basically like it's what I imagine Charlize Theron's character in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Cypher.
Like, it's basically them breaking in, like, trying to break into this house. But, like, the opening is, like, so dark and weird. My mom's like, we're not in the right movie. This isn't right. And I was just like, whatever, I'm a stupid little kid. I'm here to watch Home Alone 3. Like, I don't know.
I'll be goddamn, that was Scarlett Johansson.
Was it really?
I haven't seen that movie.
It was like one of her first roles.
Literally nothing. I remember nothing about that movie except for that experience. TV. So I couldn't, you could tell me it was her and, like, the rest of the cast of the Avengers. And I'd be like, yeah, okay.
You're going to love this part. Sorry, I looked this up really quick. We have to mention this about Home Alone 3. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film a positive 3 out of 4 stars and said he found it to be, quote, fresh, very funny, and better than the first two.
What?
That's a hot take.
Look, I love...
Sometimes Roger Ebert is wrong.
He got it wrong.
And this is one of those times.
Now, y'all want to jump on him. How many of you have actually seen the movie, though?
Damn, Hunter has. I
have.
Okay. I'm just saying it's one of those like you can't just immediately movie sucked. You're right. If you haven't seen it, but if you've seen it, then all right, that's fair. I admit I can't.
I've only seen it once, and I don't remember much about it. But no part of me can possibly believe that it's better than the first
time.
I
remember the remote control car. I remember the mouse that was highly trained.
Yeah, right now.
That is the first Home Alone I ever watched.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
Oh, you know,
but it's not the only one you've ever watched, right?
Like I've watched them all now.
I don't know why that's fine. That just makes me think of like, you know how some movies are very much a I watched that one time and I'm never watching it again type experience. That is one of those films, and it reminds me of the movie that I saw once and I enjoyed it. I will never watch it again. And if someone paid me to watch it, I wouldn't watch it again. And no one's even going to know the movie when I say it out loud. It's called Broken Arrow. Does anybody remember Broken Arrow?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yep.
I know the title, but I don't know the film.
It was Christian Slater and John Travolta as like pilots. And it was like, it was such a, okay, well, that movie's over. Time to move on with my life moment. Like Home Alone 3, I imagine.
It was one of those things, and I had to look it up because I knew I could see the poster in my head. It was one of those things where they 100% sold this movie. I'm dropping it in the Discord now. On the poster alone, those two people, look how much space their faces take up. Why? Yep. Why are they? Well, there goes Jesse.
I clicked the wrong thing. I messed up.
Why do their faces take up
so much of the poster?
Because that's how they gotta drop people in.
They got nothing else, yeah. What else they got?
I have an issue with Austin Lane right now.
Why? Oh, is it the Power Rangers thing?
Yeah, he said Avery shocked someone wants to see the Power Rangers.
I liked it. He's on the same side as Dalton,
so I mean, feel bad.
Yeah. I have seen Broken Arrow.
You and Dalton agree.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I liked the take they took on it. They look back on the original Power Rangers like TV show with, you know, nostalgia glasses and rose-colored glasses. Because go back and watch it. It's not very good.
Oh, it's cheesy as all get out.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of want to buy the box set.
Of course you do.
The villains line that they're releasing for these toys make me real sad that I didn't jump into that Lightning collection. But whatever.
Trying to go back and rewatch it,
you can't do it. Me and a friend of mine wanted to. We were going to do it. It was going to be like a weekly thing back in college. We were going to rewatch the original because it had like just hit Netflix. And we were like, holy crap, this is the best thing ever, because this is the greatest show of all time, obviously.
You just gotta remember how cheesy it is.
We watched 3 episodes in a night, and we were like, sometimes dead is better.
Wait, Asa, was this Mike Yetman? I feel like he told me this story.
Okay. No, this was before.
That's weird. Maybe he did the same.
There's a solid chance we talked about it, like, later, like, or that we had the same idea that we wanted to do, because this wasn't going to be like for a podcast or anything. It was just going to be like, it's going to be an excuse for us to get together, we're going to watch a couple episodes of Power Rangers, and it's going to be great. And then we were just like, oh, no.
So Tanner,
Mike did a he did a similar thing with Saved by the Bell. He actually ended up doing a podcast, and it did not work out. He did like 2 or 3 episodes and was like, oh, this is so much worse than I remember.
Little brother, whenever they added the original Power Rangers to Netflix, apparently he went back through and watched it all and enjoyed it. But I have to imagine that he had, yeah, there you go. He had pharmaceutical help in getting through that.
I didn't sell it to him, for the record.
Okay, so full disclosure. I am currently on a watch through of Power Rangers. I am currently at the Ninja Ranger level, and like Kimberly's on the way.
You made
it
pretty far.
Yeah, I love Power Rangers. I don't care, like Lightning collection. I don't do the full Lightning collection. I just collect the ones I want, which I really need those Ninja Turtle ones.
I want to point out, so Tanner has those really sweet Power Rangers toys, right? When I was a kid and I was obsessed with Power Rangers, one Christmas I begged my parents. Yeah, I begged my parents for Power Rangers toys. I'm like, that's all I want. I just want to play with my Power Rangers. So they get for Christmas, I open up the box and I just see Power Rangers and I'm tearing through it. I'm like, yes, and it's the flip head ones. Which I don't know if you remember that one, but they had gigantic barrel chests. So, like, my they're, beloved Kimberly.
All of them, even the yellow, yellow and pink Rangers had the pink patches.
And I didn't say it because I was young at the time, but in my head, I wanted to look at my mom and say, what the fuck am I supposed to do with these? She's not sexy.
You should have hit him with Bart talking to Marge. You know, well, I asked the clerk what every boy wanted for Christmas.
Oh, and it was the flip heads.
Barrel-chested Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah, I had those toys, too, and boy, did I hate them.
The worst.
They're still the worst.
Weird looking.
Yeah.
But I did have morphers, and I would take them to school. And we would play with them on the playground because I would give because I had a bunch of them. I would give them to my friends and we would just run around, you know, pretend to be Power Rangers like little kids do. It was a lot of fun.
Jesse did that up until he was 26, and then he finally backed out.
He's still there with me.
He finally said, "You got to stop coming to this playground, dude.
You got to be by yourself." So those old toys are making a comeback because you can get the flip heads again. It's the reaction Super 7 figures that this is one I got from Shannon. It's the T2 Terminator. He sits on my computer desk here. Why are the bad toys coming back?
Because I have a Charmander version of that.
We have made so many advancements in, like, articulation and everything. And then, like, I love him to death. Like, this entire shelf here, like, 85% of it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for my friend Tyler out in Kansas City. But he is so excited for these, like, LJN-style figures to come back. And it's like, no, we have them that, like, move now. There's points of articulation. Like, why are we going back to when
the
dark times?
I don't like those toys. I like stuff like this. I love posable statues because I can set them up and I don't play with them and they look really cool. Those are my favorites.
You know what you can do with an action figure with like 30 plus points of articulation, you can pose it even more and still and then you just leave it and it's.
Oh, this is.
I don't like seeing the points of articulation personally.
Yeah, they're joints. Like, you know, Tanner, what?
They gotta be smooth.
So yeah, they gotta be smooth.
Some of the new stuff they're coming out with. So this is the Ranger Slayer. I'm sending it to the text only for babies. That is Ranger Slayer. That is a legitimate character from the comic books now. It's a alternate version of Kimberly.
That's getting too weird. That's too weird now.
It looks cool.
So she is very cool. She turns out she comes back to the good side, blah, blah, blah. So this is what they did to my girl, right?
Spoilers, man.
What girl? Is this the same girl or you put a new one in?
It's a comic.
I'm not getting, like, nothing's loaded yet.
I see the black and pink. Is there another one?
Look at that flip head.
They made her into a flip head.
No.
Woo.
Those are the worst. Like, that's all it is.
I don't get the point of them. And I didn't get the point of them at the time because it's like, if I want to play as the Rangers, I don't want them to be bulky. And if I want to play with them in human form, which I never want to play with them in human form because they're not Rangers.
And the face sculpts were all so bad.
It was so weird. It was like the Ninja Turtles that used to have, like, they were a turtle, but then you could flip their parts in and out and they turned into the Ninja Turtles or the regular turtles.
Those
were weird.
I actually like the Turtle Transformers, like, that actually transformed into vehicles and stuff. I remember I had the Shredder that turned into like a big mechanical drill. There was like Michelangelo turned into a bulldozer.
That's just Transformers, dude.
I thought you said grill, not drill.
Big mechanical grill.
Big mechanical grill. Yeah, no matter which form of grill, if it's like grill. You know, a burger grill, front of a car, teeth. Like, I had no version of it that turns out well. Thanks, I hate it.
Well, that could have been bad. No, yeah, he turned into a big old drill.
Pucku.
Like, he drills into the ground. It looked real cool. Like, because I loved Transformers as a kid. Like, those were my all-time favorite toys, but Mom wouldn't buy me them because they were expensive.
To flip back to movies for a second, because we got way off topic.
Like flip head?
Like flip head to it. Did you guys see the big rumor
topics.
That Tom Hardy, the deleted picture? Did you see the deleted picture?
No.
So Tom Hardy he posted on Instagram a picture of him wearing a Spider-Man No Way Home hat, and then they deleted it. And, like, the big rumor is that Venom is, if he's not in this movie at some point, that in the near future he's going to be, because they're tying the universes together so much. There was another one, I think it was Morbius, where the director was talking about, oh, it's so cool to be on the set, and you see Jared Leto and Tom Hardy, and everyone's like, wait, Tom Hardy? So, like, the rumor is that Tom Hardy is just in everything at this point, I guess.
Well, the Morbius and Venom movies are already confirmed to be in the same universe.
Yeah, but then you turn around and you have Vulture in the Mobius.
Which, like, honestly, I would be fine if they decided they wanted to do something with like, you know, Tom Hardy plays Eddie Brock in the actual MCU.
You don't want this Venom.
Still a different character. I do not want this Venom in my MCU, though. What? I definitely don't want Woody Harrelson's Carnage.
But he had that wig.
That movie is not out yet.
Yeah, the wig is gone. He looks much better now. But just in general, like, I don't know. The first Venom movie was okay at best.
It was okay.
It was not. It was bad. And we can't pretend that it was anything other than that. As someone who just saw the trailer for Venom 2 not 3 hours ago on the movie theater experience, trash. Absolute trash.
Yeah, Eddie Brock,
you're a loser. Motherfucker, the whole reason we're friends now is because you said you were a loser too. Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. Trash.
I'm really hoping that this one's better because Andy Serkis is directing it, and I'm really hoping that he brings something good to it. But I am also worried that this is going to be trash.
I'm not giving them my money because I don't want them to think that they're doing a good thing and that they should continue to do this. I need this movie to make $6. So that Sony will just be like, oh, you know what? We can't do this. Here you go, Disney. Become a media monopoly because we clearly cannot be trusted with this.
Just take all the Marvel. All of the Marvel.
Which is because, holy crap. Because
Sony's also the ones that made Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
How can you make one great film and one terrible film? Speaking of animation, and to draw this back to I Want to Believe really quick, we don't have to talk about it, but I want to mention it. Tanner, look it up because it's god-awful. They just released the trailer for Night of the Animated Dead. It is an animated retelling of Night of the Living Dead.
About that garbage.
It is the worst animation I think I've ever seen, and I can't believe this is 2021. Like, it's awful. Anyway.
It was so painful to look at. It's like, you can't mess up rotoscoping. They messed up rotoscoping.
Life finds a way. As the great Jeff Goldblum would say. Anyway. So yeah, Tom Hardy and Spider-Man. All right.
I really hate that it's a PG-13.
Oh, wait, Asa, what?
It looks like Archer.
Yeah.
But like,
yes, but bad.
If you took out every, like, if you only, but it's Archer, if Archer was down to like every fifth frame.
Yeah, rather than shooting on ones or twos like you should, it's caught on, set on, la 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 la.
Here,
it's caught on like sixes.
I'll throw a link to it so you don't have to search.
And oh, yeah, this so is bad.
And what's crazy about it
on my phone?
What's crazy about it is that
it's so bad.
So I don't know how many of you guys know this, but a quick trivia: there is no copyright on Night of the Living Dead because when they made the film and they were putting it out, they messed up the copyright. They forgot to put it on. So anyone can make a Night of the Living Dead film. They made almost no money on Night of the Living Dead. George Romero made almost no money on it. So they can legally make this film. What gets me is that, like, from the video, it doesn't look like they've done anything different. They literally just stole everything George Romero did and made it a terrible animation.
They rotoscoped it, but they did a shitty job.
Are you sure this wasn't made by the guys who do the WikiHow website? where they make...
Oh, God.
How to make a garbage zombie movie.
Yeah, step one.
And it's Warner Brothers. This
take
isn't like
a still frame film every 25 frames.
This isn't like one of those bootleg Chinese films, like, you know, with where they always rip off the American movie and make a really bad animation for it. This is Warner Brothers is making this. It's baffling.
Also, I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with Warner Brothers. Shannon, have you seen it's on HBO Max? They actually have a DC animated film for Death of the Family.
I haven't watched it, but I'm aware of it.
Okay, don't watch it.
Okay.
It is literally Batman recapping the events of Under the Red Hood to Superman.
What?
It is a 30-minute recap of Bruce Wayne narrating the events of Under the Red Hood to Clark Kent.
Do they have like video footage from it?
Just like reuse the material from Red Hood.
They reused all the clips from. They didn't animate anything new other than the opening scene in the diner and the closing scene in the diner.
Itchy and scratchy with 30% new content.
I 5%. Like it was so dumb. I was so mad. I was sitting there watching it. And I was like, so it's gonna get to the rest of the movie, right? And I'm sitting here second screening it because I was doing something else on my phone. And I was like, "You still in this?" And I looked. The movie is an hour and a half. Like, it's an hour and a half long. But after that little bit, it's like a couple of other just like random other DC properties that are completely unrelated to Batman.
So it's kind of like the Killing Joke.
Recap
where,
episode, but as a movie.
Where they had the Killing Joke as the second half of the film. And the first half was all new bullshit they made up where Batgirl fucks Bruce Wayne.
Ooh.
Spoiler bad. Alert.
Ooh. Bad.
Yeah, the Killing Joke was unfortunate.
It was bad. It was bad. I haven't watched New Frontier because I'm afraid what they did.
And I talked Mandy into going with me to see we saw it at the Fathom Events thing in St. Louis.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was the only one free that night. I was like, I need somebody to go. Like,
how'd that work?
So we went up. Oh, and we were both like, what the? She even like, she leaned over to me like whenever that like that whole beginning thing was happening. She's like, I didn't know Batgirl and Batman ever hooked up. I was like, I don't.
Sure don't.
One of the comments on that Night of the Animated Dead thing said, Michael J. Fox moves smoother than this turkey.
Jesus, and that was Christ.
I don't condone it, but it had needed to be said.
Did it though?
It's true.
I mean, by them, not by me.
Who's gone to school and has a degree in animation? Like, just watching that trailer made me want to gouge my eyes out.
Maybe they went to Angie's List and just got some animators.
Angie's List.
Or they use Fiverr. Like
this is Adult Swim just used Fiverr to do like a interstitial.
Yeah, it's bad.
I wish they would sell it to Adult Swim and then redo all the VO with, like, I don't know, drunk people or something. Like, we're not going to reanimate anything. You have to do the VO over? Live as people are talking. That's the April Fool's joke.
It's H. John Benjamin voicing every character.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
I'd watch that.
He does like the stereotypical, like when there's a female character, he's like, all right.
Okay, oh my god. We're
no, doesn't even.
Because H. John Benjamin really only has the voice of H. John Benjamin.
He just sort of sounds like this all the time. Like, the female voice is, oh my god.
What's that, Tanner?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you make billions with that.
I just had a great idea for a TV show. Has everybody here seen The Drunk History on Comedy Central?
I'm aware of it.
Yes.
Okay, so take that same idea and premise. Two people, two celebrities get together, one of them picks a movie, and they have to describe the movie in its entirety while drunk, and then have it animated to...
They did that. They did that. If you go to HBO Max, it's pretty much that. It's the first episode is Batman telling Under the Red Hood to Superman.
Son of a bitch.
Why don't we just do that here? Make that an episode?
Lindsay can animate
like
it
for us. Or special.
You have to poorly describe a film to someone else.
You have to use your action figures to play out the scenes.
That's usually how Dalton explains them to me anyway.
All right, I got dibs on Ninja Turtles live action.
Damn it! I knew it!
Because I'm going to...
I was gonna ask you, Asa.
I'm gonna do Tombstone.
Son of a bitch! Stop thinking the good ones. I was gonna ask you if you had any interest in my Ninja Turtle collection because like it's sitting in a box, but I don't know if you'd want. I don't know what you collect, so I don't know if you'd even want these. I mean, there's some good stuff in there. There's some rare stuff. I hate that it's sitting in a box, just in my closet. I'm never gonna put it up, probably.
Right now, I need shelves very badly because you cannot see the sheer embarrassment of Marvel Legends that are on the floor directly behind me because I have nowhere to put them.
Did you get Mondo Gecko?
And like, yes, I.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Love Mondo
Gecko. Have they put out an Ace Duck yet?
No, not yet.
Mondo Gecko was Poochie for Ninja Turtles.
I like Mondo Gecko, though.
When Mondo Gecko is not on the screen.
I said what I said.
Everyone should be asking, where's Mondo Gecko?
He's a rapping surfer, and you're the fool he pities.
Yes, I love Mondo Gecko. That was always my favorite character. I had his original toy. I loved him. Looking back on him now, that really is Lizard Poochie.
Poochie, yeah.
It absolutely is.
It's Ninja Turtles Poochie.
No, but his skateboard has rockets. As you can tell. Here.
That's how he flies back to his home planet. That's how he gets need off.
Him. Shannon, to go all the way back. Shannon, if I could interest you in just setting a wheelbarrow full of cash on fire, might I recommend the Super 7 Ultimates? Because they are just high quality, high grade remakes of the old school Playmate toys. Ooh. So like those 90s toys cartoons. And there is there might be a Mondo Gecko. They just announced the Wave 6 today. And it's a bunch of Mousers, Scratch the Cat, you know, classic TMNT.
Classic Ninja Turtles character, yeah.
Character, Scratch the Cat.
Scratch.
Sewer Surf and Mikey, Slash, and there's one more, but I can't remember which one that is.
I want Slash and none of the rest. Maybe Blinks the Cat. I don't know.
Yes, that's who it is.
I assume that was the name you said.
You mean the Time Sweeper?
Yeah. You enjoying your shrimp? The Time Sweeper. Well, Jesse, I'm glad you invited all of us here tonight.
I'm also glad I invited everybody. This was fun.
For the record,
the only other thing that me and Acer we're going to talk about, like we had some comic book stuff that we were going to talk about. And
hold on. Let me do this properly for Asa. Hold on. Well, actually, it's Ace Duck, not Ace the Duck. Okay, thank you.
Whatever. I still have my original one, so hush.
So anyway, we're going to talk about Marvel's What If.
I have a problem with the What If series because they did Marvel Zombies, but they did it poorly. I heard.
Was the only one that I watched that I like enjoyed without an asterisk.
Oh really? Well, hell, man,
I actually enjoyed the Marvel Zombies.
Well,
I enjoyed every single one of those. Well,
have you not seen it?
Not blessed.
What? For me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
No.
You know, he hasn't watched any of it yet.
Yeah, that's why I have no criticism.
Were you just saying that? Yeah.
Oh, no, I have no criticisms about What If because I've never watched it. The only one that I even know about is the Zombies one because I really love Marvel Zombies. I have the entire set around here somewhere in book form. And when I was reading the description of it, and I need to watch it, maybe it's not as bad as I feel like it is, but the part of Marvel Zombies that I liked the most was the fact that they were still intelligent. They were still themselves, they were just zombified. And from in the new one... Oh, see, maybe I got bad info, because someone told me that they are just zombies. They're brain dead.
Damn, it's almost like you should watch it before you say it's done poorly.
Well, I'm sorry, not all of us can watch Home Alone 3.
Look, I'm gonna give you a little detail, and it's not a spoiler, but literally, you get introduced to the first zombie... When Iron Man's hand comes out, blasts something in the face, he's a zombie using the suit still.
But do they talk? Are they of intelligence?
There was one that spoke.
They're intelligent, but they don't talk. But I also don't think they talked in the comic.
Yes, they absolutely did. They were normal characters. That's what I'm saying. They were normal characters. Spider-Man was talking about how much he hated that. He regretted having to eat people and how it made him feel guilty. They couldn't help but eat people. And that's what I'm saying. I've heard in the new one, they're just zombies. Yeah, that's true. That's not a traditional zombie. They're usually...
This might be a hot take, but I never liked the Zombies comics. Like,
really?
I thought it was an interesting premise. that went way too fucking far.
Like, I agree with that.
The first one was fine.
I agree with that.
And it was okay, and everything past that was like, alright. I remember I was reading a description of one the other day, and I forget what spawned this, like, for me to do this, maybe because we watched the What If episode, but I'm reading the wiki description of it, and it's like, I understand every third word of what's happening right now. Like, this zombie thing comes back from the future, but it's good now, but they have to stop. It's terrible. It makes no sense.
The only zombie comic book thing that I have ever really liked was Deceased, which I thought was going to be the fucking dumbest thing, but it's actually the recent DC Zombies deal. It's like an offshoot thing written by Tom Taylor, and it's absolutely incredible.
Three things, actually.
Isn't Tom Taylor the one who did Marvel Zombies 2?
I don't think so.
So what did Tom Taylor did something else that was like zombie related that when people were surprised at how good Deceased was, it was like, no, it's Tom Taylor.
Three things. One, Hunter, to your point, in Marvel Zombies, they eventually eat Galactus, which is when I tapped out.
I know.
That's
like the first one, isn't it?
That's the end of...
Like at the beginning of the second one.
Yeah, it's real early. It got weirder as it went on. Two, Jesse, I think you're forgetting about a little comic series called, what was it, Blackest Night? Because I really like that.
Blackest Night was okay, but it's hard to call that zombies. But yeah, I guess technically, Blackest Night was fine.
And three, it sounds like I didn't get bad info. For the record.
Oh yeah, we didn't understand what you were talking about.
Oh, it is.
I honestly did not know that in the original Marvel Zombies book that, like, or I guess I forgot that they talked.
Yeah,
because I think I tried reading it at one point and couldn't get through it.
I think it was the part where in I forget which book it was, but they find I don't think it's Ant-Man. It's the original Ant-Man, not
is Hank Pym.
Yeah, it's Hank Pym, and like he's just dissecting his wife piece by piece and eating her so that, and she's still alive. And he's just like, he's already removed like her leg and part of her, you know, because he doesn't want to kill her because he loves her, but he has to feed. So he's slowly dissecting her and eating her. Like, that was pretty messed up. That was some gory stuff. Now, eventually they got to the point where they literally fought Ash from the Evil Dead. That's when I realized this isn't going anywhere else. This is never getting better.
The episode, without giving away too much, does a variation on that, but a different person ends up just ahead, and different people are being piecemealed out for a different reason. It makes a lot more sense in the animated What If for the MCU. Using the MCU existing characters, it made a lot more sense to do what they did.
Yeah, no, like, it actually made a lot of sense. Like, that was one of the few What If things that was just like, okay, this is kind of cool. Because, like, the thing that, in general, with the What If series that I haven't enjoyed, I always like, my favorite What If stories are when they change, like, a tiny thing. Like, someone made a different decision somewhere, like, a small decision, and it had a huge impact, and it was kind of, like, cool. But with the Marvel What If series, a lot of them are really stretching those decisions.
Hmm.
Like, in the most recent...
I feel like if you...
Do
it. I was going to say, if you like it that way, to me, the most recent one actually does a pretty good job of that. I mean, it's one, not like minor decision, but it's one little twist at the beginning, and it completely changes everything.
Is this the Killmonger one?
I was about to say, was the most recent one Killmonger? Yeah, because I've seen the most recent one. And that actually bugged me, because it wasn't like, that wasn't a small decision. Like, I liked what it did, and I ended up enjoying the episode overall. But it's just like, that's not a minor change. Like, that's not a minor decision that was
there. Yeah, it's not like we have established that Killmonger was in that area at the time. Like, the first episode is a good example of like a small event having a big change, except it didn't have a big change at all. Like, they just kind of swapped roles, and we still have to do something with Steve, so Hydra Stomper.
That
just wasn't super interesting to me.
I love the fact that Michael B. Jordan came back for Killmonger, because so many of the actors, like the big ones, don't really reprise their roles in these. A lot of them do.
Yeah, here's the problem. much as I love Michael B. Jordan, he was bored out of his mind doing the VO for that episode.
Aww.
He sounds half asleep through the whole thing. And maybe that's not just him. Maybe they just had a bad director.
Right.
But his voiceover for that episode, it reminds me, Shannon, you'll know exactly what I'm getting at. It reminds me of Bill Murray's work on the Ghostbusters video game.
There's one scene that it fits. Yeah. It's whenever it's him and Tony in the garage and they're relaxed.
Yep.
Like, okay, yeah, this fits. But when it's like, oh yeah, I just totally overthrew your entire government because this was all a master plan. Like, you don't got you're no like, emotion. Huh?
And he was just he wasn't like that in the movie either. Like when they do the whole thing in Black Panther, you know, the whole hey auntie, that whole I mean, there's a ton of energy behind like, that. This is just very like, I'm here to take over Wakanda.
But there's also a history of like,
he sounds like Chris Redd.
Just because you're a great actor doesn't necessarily mean you're a good voice actor, because it's a whole different set of skills.
Right. That's, and again, it could be that, it could be a bad director, I don't know, but there was definitely something missing that was off.
Yeah. Yeah, because
so like, but in general though, I enjoyed the story for that episode. But yeah, I more liked like the first episode. Like that was cool. Like Peggy made the decision, and I mean, yeah, minor spoiler for the first episode. The difference in that one is Peggy doesn't go upstairs. So that kind of changes a bunch of stuff, and that ended up being cool. But then, yeah, you had, like, other episodes where it's just, like, this wild and crazy, like, it's instead of, like, a minor decision being different, it's like, this entire event happened differently. Let's see what happens. And like, I don't, for me, for What If, like, I don't like that kind
of
stuff.
I actually love that. That's my favorite part of it, because it's, I like crazy shit. There's one that, and they'll never adapt it, but it was like, what if the Punisher killed the entire Marvel Universe? I want them to make that one. Like, please. I want to see that one.
They'd have to have a Punisher.
Well, which they do. I mean,
they don't have him officially.
John Bernthal, you know what I mean? Officially. Yeah. Yeah, because
no, but not officially.
Yeah, not officially.
Frustrating. Anyway, Jesse, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that was great.
Just end it there. Just don't even like. No, that was it. Now we're just in the Facebook post show.
You know what? Because no, I'm doing that. He's absolutely right. That was the end of the show. So you guys that are still listening to us, the show's over. Cass,
no preview for tomorrow night. Nothing like that.
No. It's just
okay.
Hunter, we've done a full. There's been a full month of no preview for Tuesday night, so I think they'll be okay.
Well, we haven't had a show until 2 weeks ago was the first one back.
Should probably finish getting my character's backstory together.
Never mind, I'm full of shit.
All right, so
yes, you should, because you got about 24 hours left then. Now
we're not live, but Cass said Deadpool killed the entire Marvel universe already. But I think the Punisher's was first. Like, I think the Punisher one was Deadpool first.
I think Deadpool was first, because I think Deadpool also got a sequel.
No,
he did. Yeah. Marvel, because that one goes into Marvel Kills the Literary Universe.
Yeah. Oh no, I wasn't even the one I was thinking of. Because there's
Deadpool
one that
what Killustrated.
Killustrated was the Literary Universe.
Okay. I thought there was a two, but I don't remember, because I'm pretty sure there was one that it literally ended with Deadpool killing the author.
Also, the Punisher was first.
Oh shit! Really?
Was it? Okay.
1995.
Was an old one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Punisher kills the Marvel Universe in 1995.
Also, do you guys even remember? Because unless they changed it in one of the later books that I didn't read, does anyone
also,
even?
Also, we are apparently still streaming. Like, if you weren't aware of that,
yeah, no. This is the after show. This is the after show.
I thought you said earlier we're not streaming anymore.
No. We're still streaming. Do you guys remember which character started the zombie apocalypse in the Marvel series?
I know who started it in the What If episode.
It's Reed Richards.
It was. See, that's what I mean. I think they retconned it, but originally it was Sentry. And, like, no one remembers Sentry.
Oh, Sentry.
I remember he was infected, but Reed Richards. So that,
he was the first infected, I think
is
what I mean.
Ultimate series. Yeah, I was going to say it started out the Ultimate series because the Ultimate version of Reed Richards figured out dimensional, like. Adoring, basically, like the ability to go to, and one of the first things he did was end up contacting his zombie self, which fucked everything up.
So fucking weird.
But yeah, I think Sentry was the first like super infected one. I don't remember why, like what caused it.
So from what I remember, and this was back a long time ago, so this could be bad info, but I had read that they did it as a almost as a play on Superman. Sentry was supposed to be like Superman. infecting the the world, the Marvel world or whatever. I don't know. Zombies was, I really liked it to a point, and then I really didn't like it. But I still have all the books. I don't know where they are. I think they're in here somewhere. They're in here somewhere, probably. Anyway. Okay, well, gentlemen, that was enlightening. Oh, yeah, and you guys are still watching us. Damn, I forgot about that. I'm glad I didn't get naked there.
We just talked about it.
Yeah, I forget things very quickly. All right, so we're going to bounce out of here. I'm gonna jump on something probably. And we'll see you guys back tomorrow for a new PZ85 plays, Hunter.
That's right. Tomorrow night, you guys are going to board the Gem of Alderaan with your new assumed